I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Coming up, we pick up from yesterday's conversation on how the housing slump is affecting Black families. But first, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams with our political corner.
We're joined by the Reverend Joseph Watkins, part of the government relations group at Buchanan Ingersoll. Reverend Watkins is a former aide to the first President George H.W. Bush. And also with us today, Ron Walters, professor of political science at the University of Maryland. Professor Walters' latest book is called Freedom Is Not Enough. He was an assistant to Reverend Jesse Jackson's two presidential campaigns. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Political Corner.
Thanks so much, Juan.
Good to be with you.
The No Child Left Behind Act is up for reauthorization this year. President Bush is pushing for that reauthorization. Ted Kennedy, head of the Senate's Education Committee and a Democrat, is also a supporter of the bill. But many of the unions are in opposition to the reauthorization. Questions about the funding level for No Child Left Behind seem to dominate much of the debate. Ron Walters, African-American parents have a real stake in this outcome. What are you hearing from African-American politicians?
Well, Juan, it's not just a question of unions. It's a question of teachers. I had the opportunity to speak to the Oklahoma Teachers Conference, national teachers, and also state teachers. And they were exercised about the fact that No Child Left Behind not only was defunded or underfunded, but also had sort of a testing regime that labeled some schools as failing schools and did not provide enough money actually to operationalize the testing regime.
Joe Watkins?
This law, of course, makes pretty strict requirements of teachers and schools, but at the end of the day, it's really about our kids, and everybody has to sacrifice and everybody has to work harder.
Both of you have spoken about teachers as an issue here. At the moment, all that's required is that teachers have a bachelor's degree, demonstrate some mastery of their subject area. But under the recommendations coming from a bipartisan panel that included two African Americans, they're saying really you have to look at individual teachers and mark their progress as well as students' progress over a 3-year period. So, Ron Walters, that may anger teachers all the more.
Well, it may anger teachers, but if you're going to hold teachers accountable, then you're going to have to get good people in the classroom. How do you do that? Like every other industry, you've got to pay for it. What we find, though, in this president's proposals that have also just come out, is that he cuts tremendous programs that have been designed to work. Head Start, there is tremendous consensus that Head Start works, yet the president's proposal cuts $100 million from Head Start. As a matter of fact, if you go back to 2002, Head Start has been cut 13% in these budget proposals by the Republicans. And I think that when we look at this, we have to talk about a rescue effort on the part of the Democrats because the Republicans have been spending this money someplace else.
Well, Joe Watkins, the fact is, though, that it has enjoyed bipartisan support. I mentioned Ted Kennedy, the senator from Massachusetts, who heads the Senate Committee on Education, but there's also support coming from George Miller, the Democrat who heads the House Committee on Education. But what you're hearing from Ron Walters is a lot of the talk inside the educational community of the country, and it raises the question about not only No Child Left Behind, but as you just heard, Head Start. How do Republicans defend it, and what's going on Capitol Hill?
Well, of course, Democrats now, Juan, as we all know, are in control of both the House and the Senate, so they'll have a lot to say about how these programs are funded. So I don't necessarily buy the argument that because the funding levels look smaller than that some might wish for them to be, that that's the way they're going to remain. They'll work, of course, with the members of the Senate and the members of the House, led by Democrats, to come to an agreement on what the appropriate spending level will be.
Ron Walters, in fact, Education Secretary Margaret Spellings has pointed out that test scores for minority students have improved.
But I'm not sure that the test scores have improved because of No Child Left Behind. They were improving before No Child Left Behind. You mentioned Miller and Kennedy. Both of them have said that there are some improvements in this budget that has been put forward and proposed by this commission. But at the same time, when you look at the president's budget, there are some irresponsible cuts here, but there's also some irresponsible increases. One of the most that they point to is $300 million in sort of school choice. While you're cutting Head Start, increasing by twice that amount, the money going to fund private schools.
Professor Walters, school choice obviously refers to the idea that when schools are so-called failing schools, labeled so because so many of their students are not meeting test standards, that then parents are allowed to move to successful schools where those standards are being met. And you're opposed to that idea, although I think polls show that most minority parents support the idea of vouchers for their children.
That's like asking most minority parents whether or not they want their kids to go to Harvard. Sure, they all do. But the reality of this is, and this is another unrealistic proposal by the president, he wants to expand this. Well, if you talk to any superintendent of any school district in the country, they will tell you that they don't have the flexibility to do that.
Ron Walters is a professor of political science at the University of Maryland. His latest book is called Freedom is Not Enough. Joe Watkins is part of the government relations group at Buchanan Ingersoll, a former White House aide to the first President Bush. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on Political Corner.
Thanks, Juan.
You're welcome.
NPR's Juan Williams joins us every Thursday for Political Corner. And next week, we'll take a closer look at the No Child Left Behind Act and the changes it could face in Congress this year.